It's a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP Cullman.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes.
Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show here Thursday, May 18th, 2017. We're going to go ahead and continue again with suicide awareness when actually last week Danielle hosted the show, and we're going to go to a part two series with that. And so we have Rachel Bryant in again, Karma from Cullman.
I have no idea if that song had anything to do with suicide or not. I just noticed the lyrics.
Well, I don't know. Possibly.
I may have to Google that. I don't know. That was not intentional.
I know. The regular.
Big D. Hey, man, play some Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Next week, it'll, hey, man, play some Kiss.
Look, we want Kiss all the time. We love Kiss.
Hey, man, play some Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd. Another Brick in the Wall? I like Another Brick in the Wall.
Oh, hey, you.
What's your favorite?
You need like 14 minutes to play that.
Comfortably Numb.
I agree. There you go. Absolutely.
And you could do the round two version of Comfortably Numb.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Maybe when you get round two in here.
So, since we're talking music, my favorite would have to be Welcome to the Machine. And there is some Pink Floyd, I'm trying to think of the name of it, but it's like, there's like seven parts to it. Pink Floyd does a song. I'll have to look that
up. Wow.
It's like 28 minutes if you play the whole thing. Shine On Your Crazy Diamond. That's it.
I don't think I've heard that.
Is that, that's, what album's that on? Do you remember? Is
that, what's the name? I just work here, man. I don't ever think about music.
What's the name of the song? I got it on.
Shine On Your Crazy Diamond. And when you hear it on, like, normal radio stations, you only hear, like, parts one through four.
Yes, right.
But, like, if you look it up, there's, like, seven parts to it. It's, like, 28 minutes.
Excellent.
Wow.
Okay.
And Danielle wants to hear Meatloaf. And
hey, look, Danielle, look. You know, I love you. I need you. No, that's not right.
Sorry.
I want you. I need you, but there ain't no way I'm ever going to love you. There we go. Okay. Interesting song right there.
I don't know. Look. But of course, you know, I've been a DJ for 31 years, and I have never.
You should certainly know more about music than me.
I have never, for. I know people's going to hate me, but I've never had much for Meatloaf, you know? It's just not one of my.
He's one of them, either you love him or hate him artists. Well, I actually saw somebody bad-mouthing Billy Joel the other day, and I
love Billy Joel.
I couldn't wrap my head around it. It was one of these. One of my friends posted the Billy Joel link, and I replied to him and said, look, man, he's looking for clickbait. It's called fake news. Get over it.
And by the way, Abby does not know who Meatloaf is. Our own intern of the Big D Radio Show has no idea who Meatloaf is.
Abby has a lot to learn.
Okay.
Well, Abby, you're not missing nothing, so don't worry about it.
Well, I've got Shine On You Crazy Diamond queued in on my phone.
He's ready to go.
Look,
it's going to take him all the way to sleep tonight, all 28 minutes of it.
We're going to have some background music off of Brother Bobby's iPhone over
I'll
here.
I'll pause it till we're finished with the radio show.
Well, thanks for being in, Brother Bobby Hill from New Life Church.
Yes.
You know, I actually have Pink Floyd Shine On Your Crazy Diamond, but only parts 6 through 9, and it's 13 minutes long.
Well, the one I've got on the album is only 17 minutes, so it's not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Moving right along.
What did you say, Daniel?
I love Ozzy.
I like Ozzy, too.
I love Ozzy.
I just, what I don't understand about Ozzy Osbourne, and look what you do with music show, I guess, tonight, is, I mean, the guy can't talk, okay? I mean, what's up with that? But give him a microphone, the dude can sing.
Oh, yes.
And he can still sing. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. I love Ozzy.
All right, Bobby, to answer your question, the album for Shine On Your Crazy Diamond was Wish You Were Here. Okay. And I think we've talked about this before, but if we haven't, how do these British guys, you know, they talk British, but when they start singing, it's perfect English.
I know.
It's
the same. That's weird.
It's the same way with actors. You know, I'm British, but I want to get cast on an American show, and all of a sudden, perfect English.
I don't know how that.
I can't just turn that on and off. I just know. I don't know how you do that.
I guess my next question, does Nick Faulkner do Meatloaf?
Nick, can you sing? I'm going to ask him. He'll sing it for me.
Nick Faulkner of Down South is in studio, but
he will sing it for me.
I just want to know if he can sing Meatloaf. Nick Faulkner, are you in the waiting room, the green room?
Is he in the green room?
You might be being ignored. I don't know.
Nick Faulkner, go ahead and come on in the studio. So, look, we're talking about Meatloaf, and I want to know if you've ever covered Meatloaf or not.
I'm getting hungry. Somebody bring me some Meatloaf.
Let's talk about Ozzy Osbourne, and let's be nice, okay?
I love Ozzy. I'm just saying that he can't talk.
Meatloaf, and I love Meatloaf.
And we can't stand Meatloaf. So, have you ever done a Meatloaf song in concert?
No.
Why? Because you don't like him, right?
But now,
no, he would not. He would not sing it for you, Danielle.
But no, it couldn't be videoed or anything.
Yeah.
Would have to be a secret too. We can tell him.
Look, seriously, does the guy sing or scream? That's what I want to know. Because every time I've ever heard it, he's screaming. He's not ever singing.
Well, I love Paradise by the Dashboard Light because it tells story.
Well, that's crazy. Because he's not a good singer. And he's got that long hair. I mean.
Whoa.
No, but.
This is where I step out.
Nick Faulkner's getting mad at Big D and leaving the studio.
Hey, you have no hair, but he has tons of hair.
Look, I have no hair by choice, thank you.
Well, I'm just saying. He wears it loud and proud.
He does. Hey, look, from straight guy to straight guy, Nick Faulkner is a good-looking dude, okay? And I know he's got women just all over him all the time. Probably everywhere he goes plays. He's got some groupies back here in the back.
He has a girlfriend.
Oh, does he have a girlfriend? Oh, my God, I better be quiet. I didn't know that. Well, look, I said from straight guy to straight guy, he's a nice-looking guy. Jeez. Look, don't be straight. Don't be... Don't be threatened by the straight guy, okay?
And all I can think of is Elvis going, "Don't be cruel.
Don't be cruel.
Don't be true." You're old enough to understand Elvis there, aren't you, Big D?
I love Elvis. What are you talking about? Mama.
Thank the Lord for all of our musicians.
Oh, I love all the musicians. All the time. Except Meatloaf. I don't like Meatloaf. Let's just call it like it is. So, look, I guess we'll have to get on with the show.
We're going to have to get, like, a studio mic or something. There's not enough mics to go around in there.
Say hi to Sandy.
Hey, Sandy, how are you? It's good to see you, whoever you are. Sandy who? Oh, hey, Sandy. Why is she not in studio for?
I don't know. I'm not asking her that.
She's probably taking a hike right now, practicing that 26.3 mile.
But I got nominated.
She's probably afraid I wouldn't show up again.
Oh, me.
Taking a break.
Look, we love Sandy from Path Changers. She always gives good advice.
Absolutely.
Good
I love
advice.
Sandy.
So, maybe Blake Wes is popping in tonight. We need to get him back in the studio. He loves all my jokes, by the way. He won't laugh, but he loves them. I don't know what's up with that.
Blake Wes.
Yeah, Coleman attorney, Blake Wes.
Mm-hmm. Who's the attorney that goes to church with us?
Mike Haynes.
He's coming on the show. I invited him.
Mike Haynes.
Hey, Bobby, what track is Shine On Your Crazy Diamond are you in now? Like four?
Oh, I paused it.
Oh, okay.
It's on the album Echoes that I have on my phone.
Really? Okay. Well, maybe our intel is incorrect. Maybe Donald Trump has fed us some fake news.
Russia.
Fake album. No, I think Echoes was a greatest hits kind of thing.
Could have been. Yeah, okay.
And so...
So if it's a greatest hit, then you should have known about it, right?
Should have.
Who's playing Frogger in there?
That's Danielle trying to build her audience for
audience
the live Facebook feed that we go on.
I keep expecting to hear the Pac-Man sound followed by the sound of the ghosts, you know.
Or Donkey Kong. I don't care if you get more views or not.
I think the show got away from you, Big D.
It did. All right, Bobby, back to you. Welcome, Pastor Bobby Hill of New Life Church on Welty Road, not 11th Street. Let me get that correct, okay? We are in the curve.
In the curve. It's at the end of 11th Street.
That is
southeast.
Correct. So, Bobby, if you want to go ahead and start us off in prayer.
Absolutely. Father God, Father, you are good, and we're thankful that you love us, and that you love us when we're at our worst. That's so amazing to us, that at our deepest, darkest points and places of life as humanity, that you loved us enough to send your son Jesus to die for us. And we're moved by that. When we think of that, it's beyond our human comprehension to understand that kind of love. But we choose to accept it, and we're thankful for that. And we know that it is your intention to draw people to you through Jesus Christ, that the light will shine in the world through him, through us, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that people will come to know you. And you promised that in the new covenant. You said that all will know you, from the least to the greatest, that you'll reveal yourself. And so we're excited about being part of that process of you revealing yourself to the world, so that all can know your love and all have the opportunity to come to be your children. So we thank you that you use us in ways to do that in our personal lives, and that we have an opportunity in our community to reach out and unite and join together in likeness of heart and attitude and purpose. And in all of that, we want to give you glory. In Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. So what's on your mind, Bobby? I know you got something on your mind tonight. We're going to talk about Jesus.
Yeah. That's my favorite subject, Jesus. Yeah. We're just thinking that praying there, and of course, obviously been thinking too, but, you know, the love that God loves us with is not human love.
Oh, it can't be. There's no way.
You know? It's not. And yet, from our human perspective, I think a lot of times we interpret that. We want to receive it and think of it in our human terms.
Right.
That makes sense?
It does make sense.
And I believe we limit God. We diminish him in some way when we do that. It's only by revelation from him. And in other words, as he reveals to us his love, that's the only way we can know that love. So I've been pondering on this, you know, for a while, just about the love of God and what that means. And you know, the scripture says we love because he first loved us. So, you know, as humans, in our arrogance, we think we came up with everything.
Right, exactly.
but we didn't. God did. And the fact that we have the ability to love at all is because God has loved us. And so in thinking that, and in my own life, I feel that there's lots of people that would understand this, that I have wanted to love God back.
Right.
Because I've begun to recognize, or as he revealed to me, I began to see how great it is that he has loved me, and what he's done with me, to me, through Jesus Christ, through his finished work, and how he laid down his life and shed his blood and died for me so that I could live and have life eternally. Man, that, you know, that causes me to want to say, I love you, God. I want to love you back. And I see a lot of people attempting to love God in a lot of ways. And I think a lot of times what we're doing is we're loving God the way we think he wants to be loved.
Right.
And so that's not necessarily, though, the way he wants to be loved. And I think we ought to let him define, you know, what does he want from us? And we see that in our human relationships too, don't we? I mean, don't we try to love people the way we want to be loved?
Right.
And rather than loving somebody the way that they best receive love, or the way that they best respond to love. So that's kind of been on my heart and mind. I've been talking about that, you know, for a little while. I talked about that some Sunday as well. That, you know, I think when we attempt and want to love God, and we do it in ways that are not necessarily legitimate or effective, maybe that's a better word, they're not effective, then I believe we can come away disappointed by that. And it may even affect our relationship with God, because what we did didn't work. And so it's been huge in my life to try to relate to God in a way so he'll let me know, what does he want from me? I mean, there's been a couple of times in my life just out of frustration, I throw up my hands and think, what do you want from me? You know, because it's that it seems to me there's so much legalistic religious baggage that goes along with Christianity that we think all these things to do to please God and to be pleasing to Him, etc. And so coming to understand the gospel better, that He already loves us. He loved us when we were at our worst. When we were yet sinners, He loved us and sent Jesus. When we understand that, it's like, well, can I do anything to get for Him to love me? I mean, do I have to? And really, there's not. But as I've dove more into that, just, you know, my perspective on this is that when we love each other in our human relationships, we love each other. One of the things that I've learned is that when we really love someone, we ought to learn to love what they love.
Exactly.
And we have too many relationships, marriages, et cetera, people together, where they're loving what they love, wanting the other person to love that, rather than saying, well, what do they love? What if both those people would find out what the other one loved and
exactly.
love that, learn to love that? And, you know, of course, the disclaimer is we're not going to love anything that's going to be harmful to somebody.
Right.
But when we're talking about I love you, well, I want to love what you love too. And I think that's what Jesus said when he was talking to his disciples, and he said, I'm going to give you a new commandment. And he said, that is to love one another as I have loved you. And we look at that, you know, we look at that commandment like, okay, that's a rule. Or, you know,
right.
But I think Jesus was just saying to those disciples that were there that he had been with and interacted, and I think he was saying, guys, y'all love me, I want you to love one another and love the way I do. And when we think about that, he laid down his life for the church. He gave his life. He spilled his blood for the church. So those disciples were representative of the church. So Jesus is saying, love what I love.
Exactly.
And love what I love the way I love it. Now, I think if we, the church, could get a hold of that revelation. See, I think that's the only commandment Jesus gave us. I don't think we have another commandment. I think the new covenant commandment is Jesus saying, love one another as I have loved you. And a lot of people, I think, are still relating to the summary. I say it's a summary of the old covenant where Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, your neighbor as yourself. I think that's a summary of the old covenant. I don't think that is directly applied to the new covenant. I can see where there's applications and aspects of that. But I think this new covenant is really what the church needs to get a hold of. And in our own personal relationships, if we would take these dynamics at heart and use them, I believe it would transform many of our relationships.
I'm sure it would.
Now, you know, just to add to that, John wrote about the new commandment, and over in 1 John, he said that God's commandment was that you believe in his son Jesus and loved as Jesus has instructed you. So there again, I think the Father is saying, love what I love.
Exactly.
Because the Father loves Jesus more than anything else. And I think the Father is saying, love what I love and love the way I love. Believe in my son. If you believe in my son, that equates to loving me. I think
exactly.
That's what the Father would say.
Exactly.
And as fathers, don't we understand that our children, when people love our children, don't that make us feel
exactly.
good, and we like that.
Exactly.
And I think that's what God said. So it's not a stoic, dusty, dry kind of religious thing, like, oh, I gotta love one another. No, it's like the way that God loves us enables us to love in the very same way.
Amen. That's right. Yeah. Thank you for your words of wisdom tonight.
Yeah.
Jesus loves you. God loves you more than anybody else. That's for sure. Coming up on the Big D Radio Show, we have Rachel Bryant, Kathy Spicer, also Nick Faulkner from down south. We're going to speak with him for a few minutes. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. This is Danielle Carnes. Tonight we have Karma and Coleman, Miss Rachel Bryant.
Hello.
And Miss Kathy Spicer.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
So tonight's show is the second edition of Suicide Awareness. This segment I've named Those Left Behind. Miss Spicer, her son, is who she's here to talk about, which is Nate Spicer.
Yes, ma'am.
He's actually one of my son's friends. So I would like you to introduce yourself, and if you don't mind sharing your story with us, I would appreciate it.
Okay, my name is Kathy Spicer. My son is Nathaniel Elijah Spicer. He was an 11th grader at Fairview High School. On January 17th, he hung himself in our backyard. His brother Noah, excuse me, his brother Noah and I walked around the side of our house. Well, he walked out the door. We had gotten into an argument, and he had kind of threw a fit, and he walked out the door, and I thought he was just being a typical teenager, and we gave him some time, and it was probably the biggest mistake I ever made was to give him time, because 30 minutes later, when we went to look for him, we made it to his brother's bedroom window and shined a flashlight into their fort, and there he was. And we thought he was being really still, and we thought he was just messing with us. So we're like, Nate, what are you doing? Stop being weird. And Noah looked at me, and he said, Mom, you don't think. And then we just took off running. And we got to him. His mouth was black. His eyes were black. He was ice cold. Noah had a pocket knife in his pocket, and he threw it to me so that I could cut him down. Nate was 6 foot tall. I tried to pick him up, but I mean, that was impossible. There was no way to get the weight off his neck that way. My neighbor across the street came, and her and I tried to do CPR. I just kind of beat on his chest and cried and blew in his mouth because I knew he had to breathe, and screamed to God and that I was sorry for whatever I did, and I was sorry to him, and please just send him back. You know, that was my baby. Please just send him back. His brother was a rock. Noah was amazing. He led the EMS in. He led the police in. He's one of the ones that called 911. My neighbor called 911 as well. She did chest compressions until the county got there and the sheriff's department took over. But when the ambulance stayed in front of our house for 30 minutes or better, we knew it was bad. He had been hurt before. He fell out of a tree a couple years before and broke his back. It was immediately life flight, and nobody was called. There was no life flight, so we knew it was bad. When he got to CRMC, before they left, they asked me if he'd been drinking, and I was like, no, not to my knowledge. We got to CRMC, and they told us that he had drank antifreeze. And with what I saw and what my husband saw, we're not sure if we saw the same canister, but definitely a quart of antifreeze. Wow. If we both saw different canisters, because we weren't in there at the same time, it was a half a gallon of antifreeze. And we're pretty sure that we saw different canisters. And after the antifreeze, the canister was full of nothing but blood and pieces of his stomach. So even if he would have came out of it, he would have been on a feeding tube forever because his stomach was gone. They were talking about doing immediate kidney dialysis right there on the spot. But he was able to get the antidote to the antifreeze in time to save his kidneys. He was transferred to UAB, and while he was at UAB, about 12 hours or so. It was after midnight the first night. He went into a seizure. And the seizure that's what did it. That was like definitive. He's not coming back from that. After the seizure, there was no brain function at all. It was like just a flat line on the monitor. We were in the room when they tried to stop the ventilator. And when they tried to stop the ventilator, he did his last bodily functions. So we knew there was no coming back. The 23rd, they declared him. We allowed the kids to come the second night that he was at UAB. We allowed them to come down, all his friends, from 3 p.m. until after 11. We were taking him into his room 4 and 5 at a time, and they were staying 5, maybe 10 minutes each group, and it was a steady stream all night long for 8 hours. I mean, just steady kids in and out, in and out, in and out. if he would have known how many people he really had here, maybe he would have made a better decision. But we were left with choices. We weren't, I mean, I don't even think there were choices that we were left with. It was just a situation that we had to deal with. And we looked at it from Nate's point of view. What would Nate have done right now? And Nate was the kid who, if you were sad, he was going to make you smile. If you were being bullied, he was going to tell you that you were beautiful and that bully needed to just go somewhere. He was our joy. He is single-handedly the only person to make me pee myself laughing. And that is something I'm very proud of because he was an amazing kid. So instead of pulling a plug, we sent him on his next journey.
Absolutely.
And we donated his organs. He potentially could have saved 7 people, and he tried. He really did. He tried really hard to save 7 people, but 5 survived. He saved 2 20-year-old girls, a 20-year-old boy, and either 15 or 17-year-old boy. I can't absolutely be positive. And a 65-year-old man. And we stipulated younger people unless it was extenuating circumstances, and apparently this older man had a young child. So to me, that's an extenuating circumstance.
Now the Lord has used you in an amazing way. Because after Nate's passing, I know you counseled kids that were suicidal.
Oh, yes.
And we have that 1-800 suicide awareness line that I know I've been posting on Facebook all week. And I know Rachel is in the developmental stages of bringing a suicide awareness here to Coleman, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm very proud of her. But I want to tell you as a mother, you know, Nate was my Reese's friend. And he sat beside him every day at school. And Nate, he was very missed. He's very missed today.
He was my joy. He was. And I just, now it's like I'm kind of lost. Because every day was something that I had to do with Nate. Every day I had to take him to work, or I had to pick him up here, take him there, drive him here, drive him there. Nate was everything. Like, my whole day wrapped around something that I had to do with Nate. And I keep waiting for that phone call. Mom, I'm ready to be picked up.
I can't imagine where you're at and what you've been through. But I know that the Lord says that he'll never put on any more than you can bear. And he will always show you a way of escape.
Daniel is our rock. Daniel holds me and Noah up. He's amazing. There are times when I haven't, like, for weeks, I didn't get out of bed. And he made me come into the living room just to watch a movie. Just, you know, he has to remind me that I still have Noah, you know. And some days it's really, really hard. And if I didn't have him, I don't know what I would do.
To always carry him. And another question I have for you is, if there's someone out there listening, a mom, a dad, a sister, a brother. You know, I've been talking to the young people around here that I've come in contact with. But I don't believe that people really understand, myself included, and Rachel and I have talked about this in depth, with finality. You know, once you get to that point, whatever's going on, you know, those of us that deal with depression, oppression, things along them lines, I know I look to the Lord and he pulls me through because I stay focused on that. But the finality, the no going back and saying I'm sorry and leaving you behind.
I don't think that they really understand that. I don't think that Nate understood that. They take a temporary problem and they choose that permanent solution. And the kids that I've talked to, some of their reasons, my boyfriend broke up with me. My parents hate me. That's the number one reason that I get, is my parents hate me. And I don't know where these kids get that in their head. I don't know a single mama anywhere that wouldn't lay down and die for their kid. And that is just, I can't stress that more. I don't know where they get that.
Well, my pastor, he says,
we live in a microwave society when we should be in a crock pot situation. We should be marinating, simmering, because what's occurring to us in the moment, in the time, is only going to last for a season. It only lasts for just a little while. And it's, and the Lord says that this shall surely pass. It do, and it does. And I always think about that scripture that says the Lord will never put on any more than we can bear. And he will always show us a way of escape, because it's never going to remain the same.
That's what we were trying to tell Nate. Daniel stressed it to him so many times that this is all going to pass. High school is 4 years. Mm-hmm. We kept telling him, high school is 4 years. That's it. It can be the best 4 years of your life. It can be the worst 4 years of your life. It doesn't matter. Either way, it's 4 years. You're in the middle of 11th grade. You're at the tail end. It's almost over. You're about to open up. You're going to be in the real world. Everything is going to be just fine. He just couldn't make it.
But it's tough. I know. I'm a single mom, and I've raised my children by myself, and I have dealt with cutting and suicide attempts that I didn't know anything about as a mom. And suicide for a long time was very hard for me to put my mind around, because so many people are fighting to live, that someone would take their own life in their own hands and say, okay, well, this is finality, and I have the right to do this. So it took me years to overcome that. And myself, I have dealt with issues, not just with my children, but myself. And I look at myself in the mirror, and I know that, you know, I have to keep walking it out. I have to keep pushing forward.
I hold a lot of guilt that maybe I taught Nate that behavior, because I have tried to kill myself. I have tried to kill myself on more than one occasion during his life. And I feel like maybe he wouldn't have even known that that behavior existed had he not seen it from me.
I don't agree with that, because teenage pressure, and Rachel will vouch for this too, the teenage pressure is off the chain. I mean, it's like a bump and a grind, a bump and a grind every day. I know I watch these kids, you know, the graduating class is coming up this weekend for the whole county here. And some of these kids I've watched go through struggles of who they are, what they are, what they stand for. But God tells them who they are. God tells them what they stand for, just like he tells us. And that's where we have to teach our children. And I know Rachel had brought up a great point last week about how the struggle's real. You're not alone. And when you think that you're alone, you're not. So many of us struggle with it daily.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very hard. There's days that I've sat on Nate's grave. Well, it's a three-part headstone. It has mine, Daniel's, and Nate's name on it. And I've sat on my part and just begged God just to suck me down in there. Just please, just take me. I want to be with my son. And then I look, and Noah's name's not on there. Because Noah's still here. Mm-hmm. Noah's going to live a long, long, long life. And we've told him we want lots of grandkids. And that's the only thing that we have that keeps us going. Had we not had Noah, we would probably still right now.
That's the finality that I'm talking about. That's the left behind that you can't come back and say, I'm sorry. That beautiful lady you're sitting beside you reminded me today that I have a purpose, and you have a purpose. She has a purpose.
It's hard to keep that in focus, especially when you're a teenager. Especially, Nate didn't know whether he was coming or going half the time. He didn't know what he wanted to do. He didn't know if he wanted to go to college. He didn't know if he wanted to go to trade school. He didn't know. He just wasn't sure. And we told him, we're like, you have time. You have so much time. There's nothing saying you need to make all your life decisions today.
Right.
Nothing says that. But at the same time, you need to live for today. And Daniel's taught me that. You have to live for today, because we're not promised tomorrow. The only thing guaranteed in life is that you die.
That's right. Be born and die.
That's it. That's all you've got. And so if you don't live today like you're dying, you're not living.
And that in between, that's what matters. What we do, how we treat people.
That's a big thing.
Stopping long enough for us to pay attention. That maybe that person that we don't think that does everything for everyone
but no one does anything for her or him.
Right.
And I think that's very important, and that's something that I really want to stress. We live in a fast-paced world, and we need to take time for one another. The Lord tells us to love our neighbors.
We live in a digitized world.
Yes, we do.
Too. There's so much where conversations that I myself had with Nate should have been had in person, and they were had through a text message.
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid. So now Daniel has instituted a rule in our house that if it's going to be more than a two-line conversation, it has to be a verbalized conversation.
Absolutely.
Because we have to hear your tone of voice. We have to know for sure that you're okay. You can't just say, I'm okay, in a text message. That's not good enough anymore. We lost a son.
And there's no feeling, no emotion through text, and it's hard to... Most people put off their stuff by their body language.
Exactly. And that's how we read Noah all the time. That's how we read Noah, is his body language. He could smile in our face, and we don't know something's bothering him, but we look at him, and his hand is twitching, or his fist is clenched, mm-hmm. and we know he's upset.
Right.
But you don't see that through a text message. And that's things in the world that we live in today that we take that for granted, that you're not paying attention to body language. You're not paying attention. You can't see it through a Snapchat. You can't see it through an Instagram picture. You have to physically talk
that's
to
right.
someone.
Miss Rachel, excuse me, Miss Spicer, I am so proud that you came today and told Nate's story.
Thank you.
So many people are affected by Nate. I know my young son is daily, and he misses him daily. And when I open that classroom door and he's not sitting there, I notice.
Thank you.
But he was an amazing young man. And I'm so glad that the Lord has led you to counsel other young people.
It's scary. You don't think about... I don't think they even think about what goes through my head when they tell me that they want to die. Being that I just recently buried my son, when you tell me that you want to kill yourself, that's something I take very seriously. And I have stayed up many a night, 3-4 in the morning, talking to these kids. And it terrifies me because I don't know their moms and dads. And they established this trust with me through Nate's story. It's like, well, you're Nate's mom, and this happened with Nate. So, and it's like, okay, yeah, but I don't know your mom. And if you're serious and you're sitting there and you're staring down a barrel of a gun, what can I do? There's nothing I can do. And that's when I turned to Rachel, and I was like, look, I can't do this by myself anymore. I need help.
I'm proud of you for joining forces with us. Because this is something that definitely needs to be brought to the surface. It's not an easy subject to talk about.
No,
but it affects everyone in some way across the board. And if we don't bring it to the surface, and this has been tough for me for the last couple of weeks, and it will continue to be tough for me, I will work as hard as I can to help her, to make this prevalent. Known that you're not alone, because that's she says it better than anyone, because people, kids, everyone believes they're alone,
right? And because in your mind and in your heart, when you're in this frame of mind, you really do believe you're alone, and you don't see the person sitting next to you, and you know it's scary.
So Miss Rachel, will you tell everybody what you're doing again?
We are, of course, we have the Suicide Awareness Walk September 9th at Depot Park. That's going to be from 3 to 6.
And I want to interrupt. I apologize.
It's okay.
The local business owners here. I work for What's Happening in Coleman every single day. I want to do a shout-out to Michael Dingler from Williams Barbecue.
I didn't
thank
get
you.
By there today, but
thank
I will
you so
come
much.
See you, Michael.
All you small business owners that do business with me, this needs money. We need money to generate to be able to do this. Rachel is on limited funds, and she needs your local business. It's a tax write-off for you.
Yes.
So please.
Because this is just one of many projects I do, but this is a desperate need in our community.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Whereas, if nothing else, this is a opportunity to show that person, even if it's just one person, that they are not alone.
Let's give out that suicide hotline number.
I don't have it
written
down.
Do you know it, Ms. Spicy? I know. Let me see if I have it written down.
I do not want to give it out wrong. I know it's crisischat.org.
I have it. Suicide is 1-800-273-8255. You can text 72171. The local mental health here in Coleman is 256-737-8142. That community event for the walk is September the 9th. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it's going to be at the Depot Park. Yes. I want to thank my guest tonight. I want to thank Miss Abby for live streaming. She's a wonderful young lady. We're going to be back with Down South, our Yay. Second place winner for our awesome. Third annual Battle of the Bands nice here kid. On Live 95.5.
I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. My riches can't buy everything.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. In studio with me, Nick Faulkner from Down South, one of the most popular bands around not only Coleman, but Alabama. Look, man, these guys are rockers. You can check them out this Saturday night, 9 p.m. at Hard Docks in Decatur. And they're kind of regulars up there, so they play there a lot. Make sure you get your friends and your family. Go support them. Ladies, you can get crazy and, like, throw your clothes at him or something.
I don't know about it.
Look, Nick likes that. He's going to sit here and say he doesn't.
It's my birthday.
Oh, yeah. It's Danielle's birthday also, by the way, on Saturday.
Oh,
so
on Saturday.
How about that?
Look out.
And Big D's got to work. So what's up with that?
Mm-hmm. And Nick's going to do a shout-out to me at Hard Dogs because all my friends will be there supporting me.
Guaranteed.
Well,
yes.
Look, maybe they'll live feed it on Facebook. And
they usually do.
Yeah.
But it's always a good time. It's always a good time out there. We have a lot of fun. And it's a real cool spot. It's right there on the water. So usually there's always like a great crowd. It's a great group of people comes out there. And we just all have a good time.
Man, I bet that place is packed like every weekend.
It is. It is. So we get to go and we get to see our friends from out there. And like I said, man, they get crazy.
I bet.
They get crazy, but it's cool.
That's awesome. Now, Down South was the second place winners in Battle of the Bands a few weeks ago. So, we're actually going to present Nick a check here in a few minutes.
Look out.
So, wow, Nick's going to go party tonight, probably.
I tell you, well, really what we're going to do with it in July, William, our lead guitar player, he's going to Berkeley. He's going back to Berkeley. And we're sending that off with him.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah, so
way to go, William.
Maybe get him some Cheetos and some beef jerky and stuff to survive out there.
You better buy him some ramen noodles.
Yeah, ramen noodles, something like that, you know. But he'll be out there about a solid month.
Wow.
He'll be out there going through a music program, so which we're really proud of him.
That's awesome. The music son, the music kid.
Yeah.
Look, we all love William at the Big D Radio Show.
I've got the official Live 95 shirt.
Jay's got the shirt on.
Live 95 check.
Look out.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks for putting it all together, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Danny. I have to go back here at work now.
Jay's got to go back to work. So we just presented Nick with a check for $250. And we're going to give it to William, and he's going to eat lots of beef jerky out there in Berkeley. Look, the ramen noodles, no way. Look, I ate them a few times when I was young, and one time I got sick, and I swear to God I never ate them again. Nor will I ever.
Stan's on, and Justin says hi.
Okay,
Stan,
hey, what's up?
Stan Wakefield.
Love you guys.
Look, I bet Stan just whips y'all in shape every time, don't he?
Stan is the man. we don't just say that.
I know. Really, I bet is. Stan is the man.
He is. He can do a lot more than he lets you, believe that he can do. He can play about every instrument there is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's really he's something.
So else. So mainly does he do keyboards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's the piano man. The piano man Stan.
Billy Joel, the piano man Stan.
But, look. Hey, to go along with this, I did want to say, give a shout out to everybody that voted for us for that online voting. I feel like we had an overwhelming support system that came through from the surrounding area. So on behalf of Down South, thank you guys for supporting us. That's like awesome. I said, we had a blast. We had a good time. It was awesome to see everybody out there and just jamming out.
It's unbelievable the crowd that you guys bring, not only to the Battle of the Bands, but anywhere you go.
We love our following. You know, they've always been so good. Especially, like I said, like I've always said, this area has always supported us. So we love them to death.
Well, you know, look, I mean, you guys know, you're true musicians. Okay, so let's go ahead and say that. And you have your following. You know, and for you to be jumping up on Rock the South stage for a couple of years, dude, that's got to be just hot, you know, because you got about 50,000 people out there watching you.
It's just what we love to do.
Would just pump me up.
Every one of us, I wish I could have everybody in here so they could, like, kind of give their little story and everything. But every one of us has got a story to tell, like when it comes to our influences and why we love music the way we do and all of that. But it's just a part of who we are.
Wow. I have to throw out, too, about our state. You know, our state, I don't know of any other state with a better history in music than ours. I mean, maybe Nashville and Tennessee, but not really. I mean, you look at the history of what's come out of this state, you're in the right place, man.
I agree.
And, you know, and for Muscle Shows, you know, it was the hot place for everybody to come to.
It's true.
So, now, are they still recording up there?
Yes. Muscle Shoals, you got Fame. The bulk of the work we've done so far has been at the Nut House studio out there in Muscle Shoals.
Okay.
And we worked with Jimmy Nutt out there when we released our first EP. And so it was awesome. He's awesome. It was a lot of fun being out there. Just being in Muscle Shoals and like knowing that you're going to be recording is kind of a really cool feeling.
Exactly.
Because of how many people's been out there and the history that comes along with it. And like you got your own little piece of history out there now. So it's really cool.
Man, that's awesome. So tell me, how is the studio going with Stan the Man?
It's coming along. Like I said, you know, we're looking at hopefully the end of the year, kind of getting started with some things with it and doing some recording. And we're really excited about what we're bringing into the studio. Kind of be one of those things. We'll probably spend a lot of time on it, but it'll be our first full-length album.
So
comes out of that.
Do you ever think at any time that you're going to go more of doing your own songs and get it away from cover songs?
Yeah, most definitely. We know we've played in bars and clubs for like 3.5 years. You know, and done covers and things like that. But we definitely want to go in the direction of doing our own thing.
Right.
I think that's where all of our hearts really is. You know, it's cool to play music that we love, and music that's inspired us, music that we can connect to and connect with other people with. You know, the audience loves this, you know, and you can connect with them that way, and it's cool. And because the songs you're singing about, everybody's got their own special story to it.
Right.
Everybody's got their own special attachment to it,
exactly.
You know, especially a song they know.
Exactly.
So that's a cool thing, you know. So there'll always be that for us, but we definitely want to go in the direction of where we're doing more and more of our own material, you know. So and people are starting to dig it. Like, you know, more and more we'll hear like people come out and say, "Play us a Down South original, play us
right.
the original." So that's a cool thing.
Too. That is cool.
Yeah,
I know personally. I like hearing bands do cover songs because I like hearing the different varieties that they sing. Because, I mean, some people are just like really spot on from the original singers, but that's just something that I enjoy.
That's not me. I'm not a spot on
really?
Original singer. I'm probably spot off.
He sings Kiss a Girl.
But
Kiss a Girl.
Oh,
tell you, on our EP, there's actually one track, and some people don't know this, but William's actually singing this song. And it's Outlaw Man, and there's a lot of people that really dig it. It's track number 3 off the EP. William sings that song there.
How about that?
And I always thought that's really cool. A lot of people dig it. A lot of people ask for it too. I come along, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go sit over here, let William do his thing, man. let him get it.
So Battle of the Bands was the first time that I've ever seen Down South.
Okay, what'd you think?
Man, it was incredible.
You can be honest.
I am being honest. I am. It was really,
you know, I hurt my feelings.
Look, because of course I had my camera on you and William and everybody else, but wow, to watch William play that guitar.
Right.
Look, dude, I mean, like, he's serious, okay? Like, he ain't playing around. I mean, he was just incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, I just loved it. You know, and to see the fans' reactions on every single song that y'all played, it was just unbelievable. So
and Alan and Jamie, they rock.
They all rock. I mean, the whole band rocks. I mean, it's wow. It's just got to be something cool to be a part of that, and to know, you know, every weekend that you're out doing another place, another gig, and it's just got to fire you up. And for you to be around that many great musicians,
yeah,
you know.
That's cool. And we also kind of like each other, too. So that's cool, too.
Yeah. Well, okay. So let's talk about that for a minute. So how many times have you seen on VH1, you know, where they're talking about all these bands and, like, they just hate each other, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they just can't stand each other. But, hey, look, they got to make money.
Right.
So you got to stay on tour. So, look, you know, like one time I know Boy George said that he was sleeping with a drummer, you know.
Yeah, I'm definitely not sleeping with a drummer.
I thought it was on VH1. So look, I can talk about it. And this guy's like, "Oh my god, I never slept with Boy George. Are you crazy?"
Yeah. I'm sure if it was on TV, it must be real.
Oh, it must be true. Right? Come on.
But you know, Nick has got to be the most humble guy in the world.
He is. He honestly
you know,
is.
Wes Brown came here. Nobody knows him. This young man out here. Wes. That guy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we love Wes Brown.
Wes Brown loves you.
I mean, we were so excited to see him take that and win the thing. It was really cool because, like, he's sitting out. He's up there and he's playing his guitar. And I'm like, is this? Did, like, Hank Williams Jr. have a child that nobody knew about?
Exactly.
Because he's, like, that outlaw country, like, personified.
Right.
Like, you can tell, like, when he's singing it, and we've heard a lot of people sing that kind of stuff and sing those songs and all that. But when he's singing it, you can tell that's a guy that's living it.
Yeah.
That's a guy that's done it. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And that's the difference. It's because, I mean, he feels and he lives what he sings.
Exactly.
And I think that's what sets apart, you know, true artists from people that are just kind of pretending or, oh, I think this is cool or whatever. I mean, that guy's living what he's singing about. He's done it.
So, look, so it was the coolest thing, you know, we're sitting here and he's running late for the very first show, you know, and he pulls up on a Harley with the guitar strapped to his back, you know, like he's cruising up I-65 with the guitar hanging on his back, you know. I'm like, how cool is that? Not just anybody can do that.
And Daryl about fell out of his chair. Literally.
Yeah. So, yes.
Backwards.
So Wes Brown comes in and I ask him to sing a song because, you know, I'm like, okay. And wow, he opened his mouth and I'm like, holy smoke. Like, this guy is original.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, he's spot on. He sings from the heart.
Yeah.
And he means every note and every word that he says.
You can tell. We want to do something with him. We want to, like, do a show with him sometime. Maybe, like, get together and do a something. I don't know.
You never know what Danielle and I are going to pull out of our pocket pretty soon. So.
Yeah, that'll work.
We'll keep y'all informed. There's no telling what we may do. We may do a backyard party at Big D's house. Oh, and have the neighbors call the cops, and we'll all be in jail.
No, I want to do where we can have some sound going on. Don't have a wall there.
So for the people that may need to know or don't know, why don't you tell them about the EPs that you actually have out right now and where they can buy them at?
All right, so we've only got one, and it, like I said, it's the first thing that we put out, and you can get that on Google Play, you can get it on Amazon, you can get it on iTunes, and it's just Down South, one word, EP, and it's the first four songs that we've ever put together and recorded. And so that's what's available right now. And like I said, hopefully we'll have something here pretty soon coming up to be able to release that's brand new.
I'm not computer savvy like I used to be. So what does it cost to download it?
Oh, it's not much.
A couple bucks or something?
Yeah, it's like the rest of the songs you buy nowadays online. I mean, you're talking like 99 cents to, I think, like $1.29 a song.
And you can actually download it to your cell phone right then?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So that's out there. We have, like, hard copies as well as the actual, like, CDs. And, you know, and then that you can just get directly with us. Or you can go to the downsouthband.org, I think, com, something. It's one of the...
Stan, if you're watching.
Yeah, Stan. Stan,
there's one here. And Stan says... Stan says a lot. They're hooking up... They're wiring the console, he tells us.
Okay.
Wiring the console. And something about some cool picture Justin sent to Instagram.
Alrighty then. We have no idea what that is. So are you going to be doing more albums whenever you do get the studio done? And
definitely. Yeah, yeah. Like I said, you know, that's... Once that gets completed or we're starting to get in there, we'll definitely be looking at doing albums and... Maybe doing releasing some tracks maybe before the whole album's done, just something. So, but yeah, that's definitely the plan. So we're just kind of excited and ready to see where this
goes.
That's
cool stuff right there.
TheBandDownSouth.com.
There we go. TheBandDownSouth.
I was really close.
.com.
That's from Stan.
Stan is So let me ask you this, and this is probably not even a good question to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So after the studio is done, do you think that Stan and the rest of the band will actually let any other bands come in and record some of their own music and you know, maybe charge them to use your studio?
That would be awesome. I think that'd be a really cool thing to do. You know, especially because, like I've said before, we know what it's like, you know, to want to record, but also, you know how expensive
exactly
it is to do something like that. And there's so much talent around here, you know, that can't afford to go spend all day in the studio and can't afford to, you know, spend the weekend, you know, recording, laying down tracks. So, you know, that's something that I would love to see happen, you know.
And so. Stan says that you guys might collaborate with other bands.
Well, there you go. That's pretty cool. Look, Stan's got all the bases covered. What are we even talking about?
Can we conference call Stan? Can we get him on the conference?
What was that with the tour bus I saw today? Was it your Down South logo that was similar, or do you guys have a tour bus?
We have a bus. Uh-huh. We have a bus.
Look, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's actually under construction. You know, and it's going to be something. You know, just waiting in the wings. You know,
well, let it go, Danielle. It was a big secret, and you let it
on Facebook today, and one of the guys from the band put it on there.
I believe that was Alan. I believe that was Alan.
Alan's going to get his leg strapped for putting that on there.
Hey, I didn't spill the beans. You did.
But yeah, so that's there. You know, if we ever need it, you know, like I said, but it is under construction.
Is it like a $500,000 motorhome or something?
No.
It's pretty cool, though.
Nothing like that, but
it is cool.
It'll get the job done. It'll serve the purpose.
Yeah, plush carpet in it and a little bar and stuff like that.
Sure.
And Nick will have leg room.
That's the most important thing.
Look, like we were sitting around the house and was going through my phone and there was a picture of Nick and I'm like, wow, I look really short compared to this guy, man. Really? I look like a little midget compared to him.
How tall are you, Nick?
I am 6'1" and a half, maybe.
A half. Maybe 6'2".
We'll go with 6'1". We'll solid 6'1".
We have 1.5 buses.
One and a half.
It's a Silver Eagle, is what he said.
1.5.
Yes. It is the Silver Eagle.
Okay. The Silver Eagle. So, yeah, we need to get a picture of that and show everybody.
I'll get it off Facebook. I'll go to Allen's and get it. throw it out there.
Look, Danielle will steal your pictures off Facebook.
Hey, that's okay. That's what they're there for. Go ahead.
Wow. So besides Hard Docs on Saturday, y'all have anything booked up for everybody to come see you?
Yeah, we've got some stuff going on. Are you going back to T-Town anytime soon? Let's see. We're going to be kind of all over the place, actually. We got Hard Dock. Then after that, then that next Saturday, the 27th, we're in Jasper at Jars.
Walker County.
Yeah, look out. And, we'll go back to Big Al's in June on the 3rd. We'll be out there. And then on the 10th of June, we'll be at Madison Station. Then we've got a fundraiser that we're doing on the 17th of June. And so don't ask me too much about that because I don't know just all the details on that.
Can you give me details on it?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say. I think Stan's going to plug them in here in just a second. But every once in a while we do fundraisers and charitable things and things like that. But what's really cool is I don't know if he wants me to announce what I'm going to anyway, is William's doing this Elvis thing. Or whatever on the 24th on a Saturday. Nice. So y'all turn into Facebook for some details on that. He may be doing this. I think he's playing the guitar for Elvis impersonator.
Wow, that's cool.
So he'll be. I think that's maybe that's still on. Elvis. Maybe if William's tuned in, maybe he can let you know if that's going on or not. But yeah, I love Elvis too.
I love Elvis.
I love Elvis.
And look, I listen to him a lot at the house. I've got a little iPod and it's got a bunch of songs on it, and I just listen to it all the time. Now, granted, when nobody's looking. Like, I'll shake my hips and shake my leg, you know, and I'll do a little Elvis impersonation.
He's telling stories. He dances very well, because you know I love to dance. And his iPod.
Is there something you can show us right now?
No. We know good and well that you have 95.5 all the time.
Yeah, I think this is. We've got a recording going on here. Can we get a preview?
Look, no.
Maybe some of these moves?
But I will tell you this. When I was a teenager, I was an incredible breakdancer.
Really?
Incredible.
Have we got footage?
No footage.
We can check out?
But he's got moves.
I was an incredible breakdancer back then.
Okay, well, we can forget the Elvis
moves. Y'all need to go through all of his Betamax tapes.
I mean, I can get you.
VHS. Look.
You're
bad. Just do it for
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'll have people up here driving by on Eva Road trying to break in the studio.
Well, give us a date. We'll hop it up. You know what I'm saying? If you give us a date, you know, we'll hop it up online.
Oh,
so.
Me.
Do
it for me like as a graduation present.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Big D Live with Down South at Hard Docks, the new break dancer.
Look out. Look out. Hey, man. We'll,
hey, you do know he's a DJ, too, right?
We'll throw down the cardboard and let him. Can you do the head spin?
Yes, exactly.
We'll put the cardboard down.
Jay's got the music going, by the way. I'm fixing to grab some cardboard.
It's what the people
want. You didn't know he had 80s funk here, did you?
I love 80s funk.
What's he playing?
I don't know what he's playing, but it's cool.
You don't know what
it's getting on him. It's kind of getting a hold of him. I can tell he's wanting to move around.
Look.
Oh, what's the name of it?
I don't know. No clue.
Bust a Move?
Yeah. No,
he's not going to know the name of it, but he's going to start singing it in a second. So.
I was in the crib, sitting by the fireplace, drinking cocoa on the bed, getting drunk.
Look, I'm sure. I'm sure I can
do that one.
But, oh yeah, this is one of my signature moves right here.
Yeah. What is it?
That? Oh man, see this?
That's pretty bad right there.
It is bad. It's bad. I don't do it.
But I always like breakdancing to Chaka Khan. I feel for you. That was just one of my.
I like Chaka Khan.
Yeah, Chaka Khan, man, she was bad back in the 80s. But you know what? Who had that little heartthrob for? Taylor Dane. Because, man, she was hot back in the 80s. Man, she's kind of rough now, but, yeah, back in the 80s, she had it going on. I would have married her for a weekend. I'm not lying.
For a weekend.
There goes my ratings.
No, I think they're increasing.
Oh, my.
Look, I got off the silver bus. I didn't mean to. I like talking about the silver bus. So are you going to, like, let Danielle and I ride in it or something when y'all get it all put together or something? Let me drive it.
Yeah.
Let me drive it.
I want to drive y'all to Big Al's one night in the Silver Stream.
That'd be awesome.
I'm going to be up there drinking some Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, man,
on.
Going hard.
Y'all hold on. Put your seatbelts on. Big D's driving.
Going hard.
I'm joking. I don't drink and drive. As a matter of fact, it's very rare that I ever drink, so there you go. But yeah. Look, Stan, if you want to call, it's 256-737-9509 if you want to do a quick conference call with us.
Who's calling? Who's at 9509? I don't know who that is.
What did I say?
Not the right number.
9505. Stan, give us a call.
Yeah, let's
and let us know who's at 9509 while you're at it.
Let's plug Stan in.
That's probably Crystals or somebody. 9505. Stan, if you want to give us a call real quick.
737-9505.
Let me tell you something. You never know what's going to go on a Big D Radio show.
That's true.
It's been wide open tonight. So, Stan, going to call? It's not like he's doing anything else.
He's talking to me.
He's probably watching Home Shopping Network or something.
Hey, he communicates really well. I'm
Well, tell him to give us a call real quick. And we'll,
I just did.
We'll get him on air.
Oh, I put 7226.
Look, talk about me.
Hey, at least I
you can't even get the area code right.
You know, the exchange might be a little hard for me.
He's going to be calling Japan here in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be calling a sushi bar here in just a minute.
Sushi bar
in Japan.
Hey, you know, we like some sushi.
Ooh, so do I, man.
Oh.
I love sushi.
Mm.
I like it.
You never eat it. How do you know you like it?
I eat it. Just because you don't eat it. This man's crazy.
Look, I'm broke. I have to eat potted meat sandwiches for lunch. What are you talking about?
I'm
breaking
that.
You because you're trying to feed me. He told me that the other day. He said, Lord, you're breaking me. I'm trying to feed you.
Oh, me.
All right, y'all. Let's wrap it up. It's 7:45.
All right. So, Stan's not calling.
No, Stan.
Love you, Stan.
Love you, Stan. So, hey, look, Big D's going
to
say
oh, quick. He said he's trying to find the fundraiser information.
All right, okay. Well, we will get it next time. We'll get it on the next show. Big D's going to say a quick prayer. If everyone will bow your heads, please. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, God, for this day. Lord, we thank you for the many blessings. Most importantly, we thank you for Jesus Christ, his sacrifice for us on that cross, God, that we may have everlasting life. We just praise you. We thank you. Father, we thank you for all the guests that come in here, Lord. We ask that you be with all these band members with Down South, God. Be with them and lead them and guide them in your direction, Father, where you want them to be. Father, we just give you the praise, honor, and glory that you deserve. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Nick Faulkner, for being in the studio with us here at the Big D Radio
Show. He can still call because we're going to play some Down South, and we got four minutes of Down South. So
play Outlaw Man. It's track number three.
Track number three, Outlaw Man.
You mean there's more than one track?
And
on
this
here?
Will be one.
Oh my God! Technology! Wow!
Technical difficulties.
Thank you, Daniel.
I think we can do that
for being in the studio. Thank you, Abby. Ladies and gentlemen. Down South.
I never remember that. Me and my buddies had a real good time. Spent ten in the pier with my brother Joe. Got caught by the Favo. Speeding down a dirt road at 110. Yeah, I pushed away my dear love. Took the drinks and took the drugs. Know what it's like to walk the line. Got a couple of scars from a bar fight. Day by day, love by night. Yeah, put another cool one in my head. Yeah, cause I'm an outlaw to come a plenty for a southern boy like me. Well, I tip my hat to the dust in the sky. I turn around cause I ain't ready to die. And I don't give a damn about what you think. Just turn around and pour me a drink cause I'm an outlaw man. Yeah, I pushed away my dear. And took the drugs. Know what it's like to walk the line. Got a couple scars from a bonfire. Day by day, night by night. Yeah.
Incredible song. That was William Faulkner singing that. Wow. Oh, William can sing now.
Yeah, he can.
Not only can he play that guitar, he can sing. He's a good singer. So, hey, next time bring Stan with you, okay? That way we can aggravate him a little bit.
Definitely.
Actually, bring the whole crew in.
That would be
just bring the whole crew in. We'll jam a little bit.
Cool, yeah.
But thank you very much for being in. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And thank you for being in the Battle of the Bands. And
thank
you
all.
We very much appreciate it. Thank you, Danielle, for your hard work. Abby. Well, I think Abby's done all the work tonight. So I've got to give her some credit over here. Look, Abby gave me what do you want to call this?
It's an invitation.
Invitation to the graduation. And she is one beautiful young lady. So I don't need a bunch of hound guys up here at the Big D radio station trying to jump in here. So.
That's right.
Hey, look, you can check Big D out next Tuesday, 6 p.m., Understanding the Law with Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings. And then check us again next Thursday for the Big D radio show. I have no idea who's going to be in here, but Danielle will tell me Thursday morning, and then I'll figure out the show. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio. God bless you. God bless America.
He loved women, wine, and soul, and all the special pleasures of doing something wrong.